Hello, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Rock and or Roll. I thought it would be of interest to take a look at all of the many different bands that some of the members of Iron Maiden played with, either before or after playing with Iron Maiden. So we're just going to go through the members here sort of in the order that they came and went, and just hear some of the cool songs from some of the other projects that the members of Iron Maiden worked with. That was an instrumental recorded by Dennis Stratton's post-Iron Maiden band Lionheart, recorded in the early 80s, not released at the time, came out on a compilation in 1999 called Unearthed. Dennis Stratton was asked to join Iron Maiden by Steve Harris after Harris saw him play with his band Remus Down Boulevard, which had formed in 1975, and Stratton played on the first Iron Maiden album before leaving the band after the fall of 1980 European tour that they went on supporting Kiss. So let's hear a song by that early Dennis Stratton band. This is pre-Iron Maiden, called Remus Down Boulevard. This is a song called Gunrunner.
Play.
As previously mentioned, after leaving Iron Maiden, Dennis Stratton formed a band called Lionheart, originally with Jess Cox from Tigers of Pantang on vocals. Cox would be replaced by Chad Brown by the time Lionheart released an album in 1984, an album called Hot Tonight. The band's sound had changed significantly over the course of the 4 years that they were together, and the album isn't very good. Here's a taste.
It's a late night, I'm getting ready.
Paul Di'Anno's first attempt to re-enter the music business after he parted with Iron Maiden was a band he formed called Lone Wolf, but they changed the name to just Di'Anno by the time they released the self-titled record that contained the song we just heard, Bright Lights. That album came out in 1983. In 1985, Di'Anno was recruited to be part of a project called Gog Magog. This was a sort of a supergroup put together by record producer Jonathan King, and the band also featured Clive Burr, and the two guitar players were Pete Willis, fresh from Def Leppard, and Yannick Gers, who would eventually join Iron Maiden. Gog Magog released a three-song EP in 1985. Let's hear a song from it called I Will Be There, and this song was written by Russ Ballard.
I'll be there.
The same year that the Gog Magog EP was released, Pagliano formed his next band, a band called Battle Zone. Battle Zone released two poorly produced albums, Fighting Back in 1986 and Children of Madness in 1987. Let's hear a song from the second album by Battle Zone, or Pagliano's Battle Zone. This is a song called Rip It Up. In the 90s, Pagliano resurfaced with a band he called Killers. They released two albums. The song we just heard, The Beast Arises, was from the first Killers album from 1992, an album called Murder One. Before replacing Dennis Stratton and Iron Maiden, Adrian Smith had his own band called Urchin, originally known as Evil Ways, and Dave Murray was also a founding member of that band, but he left circa 1976 to join Iron Maiden. Urchin was active from 72 to about 1980. We heard the song Countdown by Urchin on the Number of the Beast episode because that song was adapted into 22 Acacia Avenue. Urchin released two singles in 1977 and 1978. Let's hear the B-side of the second single. This is a song by Urchin called Long Time No Woman. That was a song from Adrian Smith's 1989 post-Iron Maiden band ASAP, which featured a couple of his former Urchin bandmates. They released one album called Silver and Gold in 1989, and that song was called Kid Gone Astray. After ASAP, Adrian Smith formed a band called Psycho Motel in 1995 and released two albums, State of Mind and Welcome to the World. Here's a song from the first Psycho Motel album called City of Light. That was an early single by the band Samson, came out in 1978. Of course, Samson is significant to the Iron Maiden story because that's how they found Bruce Dickinson, but Bruce hadn't yet joined Samson by the time that single, Telephone, came out in 78. Yet the song is significant because the drummer on the track was Clive Burr, who left Samson to join Iron Maiden right before Dickinson joined Samson. After leaving Iron Maiden, Clive Burr formed a band called Clive Burr's Escape with the Troy brothers from Praying Mantis. That band eventually became known as Stratus, and they released one album called Throwing Shapes in 1985. Here's a song from it by Stratus called Even If It Takes. So after Twisted Sister broke up, Dee Snider formed a band with Clive Burr and Bernie Torme. That band formed in 1988. They called themselves Desperado. They signed with Elektra Records, recorded an album to be called Bloodied But Unbowed. It was eventually released years later. Let's hear a track from it. This is Desperado featuring Clive Burr, a song called Ride Through the Storm.
guess you could say this is the end. It's your time to leave, my old friend. Fly, fly away. No need to hang around here no more. Go now before I close the door. Cause I need you so bad. Can't seem to let go of all that I had. Still you stand by my side. What are you waiting for? Say you're in for the ride. Well, are you really sure? You can't turn back no more. Ride through the storm, fighting our battles as we go along. Ride through the storm, keep on riding on, ride through the storm. Riding on, ride through the storm. Wanna tell you I'm glad you hung around. I was lost and afraid, but now I'm found. Try, try again. I'm in just way.
That was Bruce Dickinson's original recording of Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter from the Nightmare on Elm Street 5 soundtrack, later re-recorded by Iron Maiden and a number one hit for the band in the UK. The song was originally going to be included on Dickinson's 1990 solo album Tattooed Millionaire, but Steve Harris heard it and asked him to save it for Maiden. As far as Iron Maiden history goes, what is most significant about Bruce Dickinson's solo project Tattooed Millionaire is that his partner on the project was guitarist Yannick Gers, who would then replace Adrian Smith in Iron Maiden. Let's hear a song from Tattooed Millionaire called Born in 58.
Freedom.
That was an outtake from Bruce Dickinson's 1996 album Skunkworks. Up next, we're going to delve into the history of drummer Nico McBrain, who of course replaced Clive Burr in time for 1983's Peace of Mind. One of the earliest bands that Nico was a part of was Roger Chapman's post-family band Streetwalkers. Nico was in that band from 75 to 77. Let's hear a song from the Streetwalkers' 1976 album Red Card. This is a song called Shotgun Messiah.
Yeah.
That was the first song from the 1978 Pat Travers album Putting It Straight. Drummer on the track was Nico McBrain. Song was called Life in London. Nico came to the attention of Iron Maiden when he was playing with the French metal band Trust. That band was best known in America for the song Antisocial, which was covered by Anthrax. Antisocial was on the 1980 album by Trust called Repression, which Nico did not play on. Nico played on the band's next album, 1982 record by Trust called Savage. Let's hear a song from it with Nico McBrain on drums called The Crusades.
I ask myself, what could be the drive? I ask myself, if the gods have eyes? So what's between religion and the new messiah? The national gods have had all your liars. Gathered from the fathers, I love any content. Trusting every vessel, it goes with the day. Gems against tigers and the birth plates. All the bombs against the knowledge is made. The diplomatic side of the occupied age. Bent by the diamond is red in red. The aim defines all the faithful. Slaughtering in mass. Go back to your crusade. Listen. Just go to the God that you only reach to run. No exit from the danger for the Pope they are. Support the oppression of a couple refugee. Salvador continues to bleed. People dying on a in this tropical land. Falls against goodbye and empty hair. It's a piece of doesn't think in the anger show. What people discount as a silence. Slaughtering in a mass. Get back to your crusade. San Salvador.
Interestingly enough, the drummer that would replace Nico McBrain in Trust when Nico McBrain joined Iron Maiden was Clive Burr, just out of Maiden and being replaced by Nico. So let's hear a song by Trust with Clive Burr on drums from their 1984 album Man's Trap. This is a song called Against the Law. We'll be right back. That was a song called High Upon High from the Metal for Mothers 2 compilation. Remember, Iron Maiden were featured on the first Metal for Mothers compilation. That song was on Volume 2, and it was by a band called White Spirit, a band that featured Yannick Gurz on guitar. Let's hear another song by White Spirit. This is the B-side to their first single, released by Neat Records in 1980. This is a song called Cheetah.
You can take my brain until there's nothing left.
So after White Spirit, Yannick Gers played with Ian Gillan's post-Deep Purple band Gillan. And the guitar player that Yannick Gers replaced in Gillan was Bernie Torme, already mentioned as a member of Desperado with Clive Burr and Dee Snider. Yannick Gers played on two Gillan albums, Double Trouble and Magic. Let's hear a song from Magic from 1982 called What's the Matter?
Spring Green!
That was an awesome song called The Follower from the very first Wolfsbane demo recorded in 1985. Wolfsbane's vocalist Blaze Bailey would of course eventually replace Bruce Dickinson in Iron Maiden for two albums in the 90s. Let's hear another song by Wolfsbane featuring Blaze Bailey. This is from their second full-length album from 1991. The album's called Downfall the Good Guys. This is a song by Wolfsbane called The Loveless. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
So in 2012, Iron Maiden founder and bassist Steve Harris released his first and only solo album. It's called British Lion, and the project really stemmed from a collaboration between Steve Harris and a band called British Lion. This is a band that he began mentoring in the early 90s. After that band had broken up, Harris kept in touch with them, and eventually they started writing songs together and it all culminated in this album that was released in 2012 as a Steve Harris album. So let's hear a song from it called Judas.
I'm I'll be back.